Hi, this is Michael Luton speaking to you again from fashionable Fifth Avenue in New York City. Hey, this is a fascinating and full moon week. And for those people who were born then and can remember back to the early 80s, memories will come flooding back. Because that period was so fraught, a lot of people have blocked it out. So it'll be hard to actually call up consciously every bit of feeling and the memories of all that experience that changed lives forever. For those who were born in the late 1940s, they will certainly remember that period back in 81, 84 for astrological reasons. And it's all bubbling up this week. Why? The full moon is occurring right smack at the point along the zodiac where the powerful conjunction of Saturn and Pluto transformed relationships forever. When coaches turned into pumpkins, permanent goodbyes were said, people betrayed other people, while others formed deep, life-altering bonds, and still others found their calling and came into prominence. The full moon in Aries and Libra reminds us that everything can be negotiated. In fact, it has to be if relationships are going to be successful. It's not always that easy, however, since we cannot pretend at all that the issue of dominance and submission won't always come between two people. Does it always have to be that way? Is there always a leader and a follower? Is there always a top and a bottom? Isn't it possible for people to share control and responsibility, one being strong in some areas, the other in another, and balancing their strengths and weaknesses in a dynamic equilibrium that makes it all work? Wouldn't that be lovely? Especially in these modern times of the world changing when rigid definitions between masculine and feminine are being blurred. Men can cry at the movies, and women can drive a truck without being labeled one of those. That's the funny thing about this gender business. It doesn't matter whether you stand up or sit down to pee. Your sexual preference has nothing to do with it either. It just all depends on how you are emotionally. This week, you can look at that because as the full moon occurs right on the last degree of Aries and Libra, it's a chance to examine where you stand and whether you prefer a dominant or a passive position. Yep, it's fun to alternate and role play emotionally, and we all have different sides. But are you one of those many people who are truly emotionally versatile? Or, deep down, do you yearn to be fulfilled as the more dominant or passive partner? Think about it, because if you can accept what you prefer, you'll have a happier life and a better relationship. This is WOAO, World Orbiting Astrological Observatory.